From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, October 30th, Illuminating Art in Nature. This goes until 9 p.m. It is at the Red Oak Rain Garden in Urbana, which is near Allen Hall. You can learn about nature through art and enjoy a jack-o'-lantern lighting and judging. For more information, visit redoakraingarden.org.
And that same evening at the Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana, you can listen to the James Jones Trio. This is feel-good music from soul to funk to blues. You can find out more information at rosebowltavern.com.
On Friday, October 31st, there is a library trick-or-treat at the Urbana Free Library from 2 to 5 p.m. Kids can find 5 treat stations in and around the library, a craft area, yard games, and more. Visit the Urbana Free Library's website for more information.
And at 7 p.m. on Friday, October 31st, Spooktacular. Magic, mystery, and murder at the Dick Van Dyke Auditorium in Danville. You can dress up on Halloween night for a family-friendly concert by the Danville Symphony Orchestra and the Danville High School Orchestra. Do you have a Halloween costume planned for this year, Kimberly?
I got a very inexpensive Princess Tiana costume that has a big skirt that I could wear easily anywhere, anytime.
Again, that is Spooktacular at the Dick Van Dyke Auditorium in Danville at 7 p.m.
On Saturday, November 1st, there is a Dia de los Muertos celebration at the Martin Center in Champaign from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Celebrate with music, cultural activities, Mexican cuisine, and more. Visit champagneparks.org for more information.
And that same evening at 7 p.m. at the Virginia Theater in Champaign, catch a screening of Coco, which is a film, if you haven't seen it before, a film that follows a young boy who dreams of becoming a musician and finds himself uncovering family history in the land of the dead.
You make me un poco loco, un poquitito loco, the way you keep me guessing, I'm nodding and I'm guessing.
I love this movie so much.
It's beautiful.
You can find out more information at unitingpride.org.
And the dog. I love the dog in Coco.
Yes.
Oh. On Sunday, November 2nd, continue your Halloween celebrations on the Levee Trail. Halloween on the Levee Trail is at the Sangamon River Corridor Reserve in Monticello from 2 to 4 p.m. It is the 5th annual nature-themed scavenger hunt that highlights the natural spookiness of the floodplain forest.
And that afternoon of Sunday, November 2nd at 3 p.m., there are auditions for Arsenic and Old Lace at the Catherine Randolph Theater in Danville. This is a Red Mask Players production of this classic dark comedy about family, mystery, and murder. You can find out more information at redmaskplayers.com.
And for more information about these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call. And some notes before we go. Some of the groups mentioned here may be financial supporters of Illinois Public Media, but they do not influence who is included on this list.
Event dates and times are subject to change. And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time.